It's Independence Day, July 4th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Hobby Lobby, the Christian arts and crafts store, purchased full-page ads in newspapers across the country on Monday with the headline, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord," Psalm 33:12. Among quotes from five presidents is this one from George Washington. Quote, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor." End quote. And this from the Supreme Court's first Chief Justice, John Jay. Quote, "The Bible is the best of all books, for it is the Word of God and teaches us the way to be happy in this world and in the next. Continue, therefore, to read it and to regulate your life by its precepts." End quote. You can read the full newspaper ad through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. At the bottom of the Hobby Lobby ad, the company urged the reader to visit the Need Him Ministry at chataboutjesus.com. Quote, "If you would like to know Jesus as Lord and Savior." End quote. In communist China, where freedom of speech is not a bedrock value, a Chinese firm has developed a laser gun designed for police use that can set fire to protesters' hair or banners from a range of a mile, reports agency France Presse. The 15-millimeter caliber weapon weighs 6 pounds, has a range of 2,600 feet, and can pass through glass and other transparent obstacles. Here at home, Susan B. Anthony-less President Marjorie Dannenfelser explained how much is riding on President Trump's nomination of the next Supreme Court justice, saying, quote, "Justice Kennedy's retirement from the Supreme Court marks a pivotal moment for the fight to ensure every unborn child is welcomed and protected under the law," end quote. With the GOP's slim 51-49 majority and Senator John McCain unlikely to return from medical treatment for a malignant brain cancer, the fate of any Trump nominee rests in the hands of two pro-abortion female Republicans, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. This underscores the importance of electing more pro-life Republican senators at the November midterm election. Speaking of Justice Kennedy's retirement, Nick Loeb is co-directing a pro-life film entitled Roe v. Wade about the landmark Supreme Court case, with the cast including conservative stars John Voight, Robert Davey, Corbin Burnson, and John Schneider. Executive produced by Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., they've faced various obstacles. First, Facebook did not allow Loeb to raise money to produce the film. Second, they have had to, quote, replace three local actors, including one who was to play Norma McCorvey, even after she begged for the role, end quote. Third, Tulane University, where the director is an alumnus, denied a second day of shooting after the student newspaper reported on the pro-life premise of the film. Fourth, various crew members have quit. A location manager for their D.C. shoot sent an email that said, quote, "I am withdrawing from this project. I am a staunch pro-abortion feminist activist, and I will not be party to such horrible propaganda," end quote. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Oil hit $75 yesterday for the first time since November 2014 on supply outages in Libya and Canada, reports CNBC. From the perspective of some House Democrats, Democrat Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California has the right message, but she's not always the best messenger, reports TheHill.com.
I am not about to let this country go by the way of Donald Trump. We are sick and tired of him. He's been there too long. They dare me to say impeach him. Today I say impeach 45. Today I say, Donald Trump, this is not your country to do with whatever you want to do. This country belongs to all of us.
While the party's young, liberal Democrat base eats up her rhetoric, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer condemned her comments. Seattle has officially become the first major U.S. city to ban restaurants from giving plastic straws and utensils to customers in an effort to help the environment, reports Fox 5 New York. The National Park Service estimates 500 million straws are used by Americans each day. And finally, The Little House on the Prairie books, written by Laura Ingalls Wilder in the 1930s and 40s, have been a staple of countless American childhoods. But now, CNN reports that the Association for Library Service to Children, which had been giving out the Laura Ingalls Wilder Award annually to authors whose work had made a lasting impact on the world of children's literature, has removed Wilder's name because of her politically incorrect portrayal of both American exceptionalism and Native Americans. Jessica Drake of West Valley, New York, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. She said, quote, "I very much appreciate the Worldview in 5 minutes daily reminder to think like a Christian, to see everything through the lens of Scripture. I guess I was raised with the religion of carefully sidestepping the Bible in all my communications, and it takes quite a bit of training to undo that and to replace it with biblical thinking. So keep up the good work. You are helping us to train, one article at a time. May we all speak so boldly yet graciously of our God's greatness." End quote. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. In order to help keep the Worldview on the air, we need to raise $30,000 of pledges by Friday, August 3rd. Among the tens of thousands of our listeners, we're looking for the remnant to step up to the plate. We need just 30 Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year, and 40 listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give on the top right, then $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. My hope is to see at least 10 new pledges come through by my next newscast. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Independence Day, July 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.